This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
From News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Houston City Council member Letitia Plummer is proposing to let Houston police decide whether or not to contact ICE when they come across a person in the country illegally. News 88.7's Tom Perumian has been looking over the proposed legislation, and he joins me live now. Good morning, Tom.
And good morning, Matt. Saying people are not living their lives right now, Councilmember Plummer wants the public, particularly the immigrant community, to be able to freely walk the streets without the threat of immediate deportation if they're stopped by HPD. Pushing back is Houston Police Union President Douglas Griffith, who dismisses the proposal as, quote, completely off base, unquote, and a way to garner support for her campaign for election to county judge. Plummer says she's simply responding to her constituents' anxiety over ICE efforts to enforce immigration law. City Attorney Arturo Michel, meanwhile, said the proposal would be illegal under Senate Bill 4. That bill, passed by Texas lawmakers in 2023, allows police to arrest people for crossing the border illegally. Matt?
All right, Tom, you'll keep your eye on that. Houston ISD Superintendent Mike Miles announced the district is no longer planning to close some schools for the next year, but some campus consolidations may still be considered. Here's our Bianca Seward.
A district spokesperson says Miles made the announcement to principals on Wednesday and told them taking some extra time will help the district explore solutions that ensure affected students end up in better learning environments. It's a reversal from the start of the school year when Miles announced he was actively reviewing schools and would present a list of as many as 10 campuses recommended for closure. At the time, Miles pointed to a couple of reasons for possible closures.
So you can imagine some of the schools have very few students or relatively few students, and we have aging infrastructure.
The list was expected to be presented to the board this winter. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
The Port of Galveston recently debuted its newest and fourth cruise terminal. The port broke ground on the $156 million project back in 2024. Now, the cruise complex features a 165,000-square-foot terminal, a parking garage, and two boarding bridges. Caitlin Carnes with Visit Galveston says she's hoping the new cruise line can help increase tourism on the island.
Just being able to add more diversity to our cruise offerings, I think, is going to allow us to reach more people and get them to fall in love with Galveston as a destination and not just a port.
The MSC Seascape was the first ship to take off from the new terminal. The Norwegian Viva will sail seasonally from the terminal starting in December. In sports, the Texans beat the Buffalo Bills 23-19 last night. It was a huge win for Houston, who had struggled to start the year but have now won three games in a row, all with backup quarterback Davis Mills. Davis Mills managed the game well yesterday, and the defense was great. If the season ended today, Houston would still miss the playoffs. However, they beat the two teams in front of them right now who have better records. So we'll continue to monitor the Texans season for you here on News 88.7. For more news, you can head to our website. That's Houston Public Media. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.